The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Strap yourself down and get ready to titter with laughter. It's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D. And now, the Grandmaster of Guffaw. Here's Nate.
All right, let's see who's here this week. We've completely flipped the cast. Diana is working again. Kareem and Christiana are back. Welcome back, guys.
Hi. It's nice to be back.
Kareem, how are you? You were fighting a battle last week that you were losing.
Yes, I had a battle with my something I ate. It won.
I know how that
is.
Worst. Yes. I know how that is. Was it what was the offending item that you ate? I don't want to hear any details of the fight. Just what started it.
It was some Mexican food.
That's usually what it is.
Is it a place we should avoid now?
Get out of my water.
Ace, get out of there. Kareem's got a glass of water and Ace is being a jerk. Ace, get down from there. There we go. Nothing more professional on a podcast than me yelling at my cat. Coming up on the show today, Tom and Jerry, racist.
Yelling at somebody else's cat.
Tom and Jerry, are they racist? We'll explain that. A new segment called You're Welcome, Ladies. I think you'll appreciate that one, Christiana. And we'll explore where AIDS came from. An article that came out this past week. So we touched on Kareem's illness. Christiana, you've been away for a couple of weeks.
I have.
Welcome back. It's October.
Thank you. It is. I'm happy because it's October.
Yeah.
Septembers are always just extra busy. And so I needed some mental health time.
Sure. And you've got a big charity event coming up here in a couple of weeks?
I do. It's really soon, actually. October 17th, the Kids Are Why Tasting and Benefit Auction. Tickets are available at biddingforgood.com/kidsry. Just the letter Y. Get it? Because it benefits the YMCA of Superior, California, including the Sacramento Central YMCA and all of its youth programming. So all of the proceeds from the live auction, silent auction, and various activities go to make sure that kids in the area can participate in stuff like youth sports and summer camp and everything that we do, swim lessons, regardless of whether or not they have any problem paying for it. So it's a good cause. It's a fun night. Food, wine, all you can drink and eat, $45 a person. So, you know, good date event because it's what you'd spend on a nice dinner out, but you get the warm fuzzies because it's for charity. And, I would encourage everybody to check it out.
And where is it again?
Is it the Masonic Temple Ballroom on J Street? J and 12th, I think. It's 1123 J Street is the address.
The Masonic Temple.
I know, it sounds sort of demonic.
But it's their ballroom.
Oh, well, then it's
ballrooms
okay.
Ballrooms aren't demonic. They're awesome. Oh. It's beautiful, actually. It's a beautiful facility. If you haven't seen it, it's really pretty.
There going to be some Da Vinci Code stuff going on in there?
Maybe. Will that make you come? Sure.
Might.
In that case, yes, there will be. So, but it's a great event. We do it every year, raises a lot of money. It's a good time.
Excellent.
Good time. Fine time.
Now, you, your day job puts you smack down where the destruction that will become the new Sacramento Kings Arena
is. It does.
How is that coming along?
It's awesome.
I don't want to go down there because I don't really have any business being down in that area other than being
it's so much fun to watch.
One of those jerks who just goes to look.
Well, it's pretty close to completion, the teardown part anyway, at this point.
That's good.
I work right across from the future home of the Entertainment Sports Complex Center, the ESC. I don't know what that stands for. That arena thing that you either love or hate if you live in Sacramento. Or don't care that much about. If you're me, you're just excited that there will be maybe an MLS team and an MLS stadium up the road.
Yeah.
Congrats
to the Sac Republic FC for winning the USL championship.
I didn't even know what it was before, but now I'm really proud that it happened. I got a picture with the trophy. It was exciting.
There you go. Oh, that's right, because the parade would have been right near.
Yeah, we got everything. I will say one thing that the construction has highlighted for me is how little used Capitol Mall really is or has been, because they had to reroute a bunch of stuff off of L Street. They have now made the intersection of L and 5th, if you live in Sacramento, it is the seventh circle of hell.
Right.
But they put a bunch of bus stops. They moved everything that was on L over to Capitol Mall.
Right.
And now there's so many more people there. So if you walk down the street, there's just so many more people, and you didn't realize like how no people there were. until you add some people into the mix. And buses. So many buses.
Yeah, I always avoided Capitol Mall because the lights aren't timed. Yeah. So you stop at every single light, whereas L Street on one side and N Street going the other way, the lights are timed a little bit, so you can actually get rolling through multiple lights.
Yeah, but you're just supposed to enjoy the view, lovely Capitol, Tower Bridge, you know, take it all in.
Yeah,
the vistas.
And depending on the time of the day, just squint because the sun's right in your eyes.
Exactly. Try not to drive into somebody. It's a challenge and a thing of beauty.
Oh, I have to tell y'all a funny story.
Do it.
So my birth mother came to visit from North Carolina a couple years ago. And so she wanted to go see the Capitol. Mm-hmm. So, but she didn't want to get out of the car.
Well, that's the nice thing. You don't have to. You can pull right up in front.
So, but we get back to the house, and my girlfriend's like, well, how'd you like the Capitol? And she was like, oh, Kareem didn't slow down enough.
It was just the white blur, the domey blur.
You can't, like, who comes all the way from the other side of the country and want to drive around the Capitol?
Want to get out.
Drive around slower.
I know what happens in that building. It's creepy.
I was like, what is wrong with you, woman?
And you're like, I'm driving as slow as I can, Miss Daisy.
Exactly.
We've been doing a time lapse, and by we I mean our mutual friend,
yes,
in the office has been doing a time lapse of the destruction, and so that's fun. But it has gone quickly. We're probably all breathing in cancerous dust of some kind, but it's not bad. It's impressive, and I love watching all the. Sometimes I sit and make like dinosaur sounds at the little diggers. I said that to my boss. I was like, do you ever do that? And he looks at me and he just goes, no. Okay.
And then you go, do you know Ryan's not actually working? He's just doing time lapses all day.
No, it's an automatic camera. He has it all set up.
Oh, okay.
Really cool. So
sure. That's what we're going
to
go
I'm
with.
I'm sad about pre-flight every time I look at the pit where it used to be. The thing that I'm upset about is that now the west end of the mall, the mm-hmm. part that's staying there, the Macy's movie theater, the people who own
River City Brewing.
Right. And there's your problem. So the people that own that part are apparently not going to renew the leases of most of the tenants so they can rehab it. And so River City was on like Capitol Public Radio and some other things saying, we just want to know if we're going to stay or we're going to go. And we can't get anybody from this company to tell us.
That's kind of shitty.
It's shitty because it's been there for 20 years.
Get
it's
out
exactly
of my
bag. The kind of business. Cats. It's exactly the kind of business that you're going to want next to an arena, right? I mean,
yeah.
It makes sense to have it there.
If they made good beer, it would be the perfect thing to have there.
Oh, stop. I like them. They're a sponsor of our auction next week. Don't be a jerk.
Well, then you can go to the auction and sample their beer.
They decide
for yourself.
They're a great local business. They contribute to the community. There's not much else downtown. So the fact that they've stayed put downtown.
Unlike Pyramid, those asshats.
Right. So anyway, it makes me mad. I guess for sure the movie theater and the Macy's will stay.
Mm-hmm.
The Plaza people don't own the Macy's building. It's its own thing.
Right.
But I'm pissed that they might, you know, chuck out the last remaining people who've stuck it out this long. So.
Well, there was a news story last week about how people don't realize that those businesses are actually open.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. And I'm surprised. I keep, you know, I don't know. Okay. This isn't actual activism, but I keep sort of flame throwing at the Downtown Sacramento Partnership Facebook site saying, why aren't you doing anything? This is your job. Literally your job,
right,
is to make these places, you know, like do a little tweet campaign. This
right.
town
Let
would all come together
know.
And go to some parade that organized in like a moment's notice. Make them go and buy some shit at Macy's and see a movie and have a beer.
Yeah, God knows Macy's needs your support.
People
movie
aren't
theater
shopping
still
there.
Open too?
Yeah, movie theater's still open too.
Oh, yeah.
So
I hate that movie theater.
I don't like it either. But again, I want things to remain downtown.
Right. Yeah. If you want
to, they need
to
renovate it.
Absolutely.
So
they need to increase security so there's no more stabbings in it.
Oh, really?
That sort of thing. Yeah.
Ew.
But that was more the.
I don't know that.
Well, that happened a while ago.
I saw Harry Potter, the first Harry Potter, there.
Yeah.
Like
Nate stabbed somebody in
the
movie
ago.
Theater. He just. If he's not here next week, now we know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, that happened a while ago. A lot of the problems that were going on with that downtown mall was the fact that that was where the light rail ended. So you had people who didn't have cars, and they're like, where are you going to go? Oh, let's get on the light rail, see where it goes. Oh, it ends up at the mall. Let's just loiter around here and do shit.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of just hanging out and with having no good intentions. So that's a no good. So back in my home state of Vermont, the Vermont State Police. This is from the Daily Coast. Kareem sent this to me. Back in March of this year, 21-year-old Greg Zullo was driving on Route 7 in Wallingford. He was pulled over by State Trooper Lewis Hatch. Officer Hatch pulled, actually it would be Trooper Hatch, pulled Mr. Zullo over because his license plate registration sticker was covered by a bit of snow. And, you know, there's snow in Vermont. It's not a crime or a violation, especially when none of the numbers or letters on the license plate were covered. Normally, an officer of the law is supposed to tell the driver that the snow is there, and the driver says something like, oh, I didn't know that, thank you, and wipes it off. Have a good day, be safe, something like that. But that is not what happened here. The complaint alleges that Hatch told Zullo he was on patrol for heroin traffickers and repeatedly asked Zullo for permission to search the car. Zullo refused, and when Hatch checked Zullo's record, he learned that the man had been arrested in 2013 for misdemeanor marijuana possession. The charge was later dismissed. The complaint says Hatch ordered Zullo out of the car and told him he had been pulled over because snow partly obscured the registration sticker on the license plate of his car. Mm-hmm. Hatch told Zullo that he should give consent to search the vehicle because Hatch's police dog, quote, smelled something, unquote, despite the fact the dog was not trained in drug detection and was in the back of the trooper's vehicle with the windows rolled up because it was the winter and it was cold and stuff. Again, Zullo refused to waive his rights, and Hatch told Zullo that he was seizing his car. The video, the dash cam video, supports all this, so no reason to argue it. Now the ACLU has stepped in to file a complaint. The traffic stop continued around that time. A second state trooper arrived on the scene, and when that trooper remained outside with Mr. Zullo, Hatch returned to his police truck and placed the telephone call. During that call, Hatch recounted the details of the stop and recited his reasons for seizing Mr. Zullo's car as follows, quote, I can smell weed and he won't allow me to search, so I'm just going to take it, unquote. During that same call, the defendant's employee admitted that he did not have a drug detection dog with him, but would have access to one at the state police barracks. Oh, well, good. Hatch also admitted during the telephone call that seizing the car was, quote, stupid, but whatever. That's what Mr. Zullo wants to do, unquote. Not once during the whole video does Trooper Lewis Hatch wipe away the snow from the registration sticker, the reason he was pulled over for the first place. From there, the police officers put on their hats because it's cold. Now, while waiting for the tow truck arrive, both state troopers attempted at length to get Mr. Zullo to waive his privacy rights, permit a search of his car, including by again presenting him with a state police consent search palm card. He refused to waive his rights again. Mr. Zullo then asked Hatch if he could retrieve his money and cell phone from his car because he did not know if he could get home without either of them. And the trooper refused, saying that getting home was, quote, not my problem, unquote, and warned Mr. Zullo that if he attempted to retrieve those items from the car, that he would be arrested. When Mr. Zullo walked toward his car, Hatch placed his hands on Mr. Zullo to restrain him from reaching into the car. After the tow truck arrived and took the car, Hatch and the second state trooper left the scene, leaving Mr. Zullo stranded on the side of State Route 7. Yee. They didn't find heroin. What they did find was some marijuana paraphernalia and some possible residue, which it's actually a misdemeanor, but it's not a criminal offense in the state of Vermont. They amended the original story, but that doesn't make it okay. Here are some of the things they found: Visine eye drops, air freshener hanging from the rearview mirror. Now, it took Greg Zullo a couple of hours of walking and getting rides before he made his way back to the police station. Then he waited. That was at 5:30. He waited until 10 p.m. before his car was released. Had to pay $150 to the tow truck driver. No charges, no warnings, and no citations. And they've got it all on video.
They should sue the fuck out of them for being stupid.
They will. The ACLU is. Yeah. And they will. I will not defend the Vermont State Police, ever. There was an old radio guy who worked on an AM radio station in the capital of Montpelier who referred to the Vermont State Police as the Green Gestapo.
That's probably a little bit of an overstatement.
This is a quote. He referred to him as a Green Gestapo. I have had a couple of experiences with the Vermont State Police, neither of them positive. Just to prove that, I mean, so.
And I didn't even say racist. I just said stupid.
Oh, it's stupid. It's bullshit. Yeah. But these guys are dicks. Yeah. They're for the most part, they're dumb, and they're asshats. So One of the first incidents I had was I got hit by a car. I was changing my tire, and I was along the side of the road, and now I know why that's going off. And I finished changing the tire, and I had opened up my driver's side door because it was about dusk, and I wanted to make sure that, because if I'm crouching beside the car, you're not going to be able to see me, but if my car door is open, the dome light's on, you'll be able to see. Cars went by, trucks went by, boom, boom, boom. I stand up, I finished, all of a sudden I see this car headed right for me, and I'm like, oh, shit. And it hits the door of my car. Shoots me up like a wet bar of soap between the door and the fender of the car. I land in front of the car, end up getting transported to the hospital on a backboard. I was fine. There were no injuries. But after all this has gone on, I don't have a car. I don't have anything. The state trooper rolls into the hospital to go. He's like, well, the woman who hit you, her husband went out to the scene, and he said your car was too close to the frost line. He said your car was over the frost line. I said, okay, first.
Frost line. It's like you're speaking another language right now.
Right. Yeah. It's the white line on the edge of the road.
Okay.
And I said, well, first of all, why is her husband having access to the accident scene? Is he an investigator that I don't know about? Second of all, she hit my car going 50 miles an hour. Don't you think it's possible that it moved? And third of all, there were literally dozens and dozens of vehicles that went around me without any issue. She just wasn't paying attention, and she hit me. And it was her fault. I go, why? And he was giving me, she's like, you know, if you were parked over that frost line, we're doing that, I could cite you. And I'm like, really?
You could bite me.
I was like, really? Well, I said, you go back and do what you have to do. Because you got to do what you got to do. In the meantime.
So his wife fucked up and hit somebody, so he had to go try to find a reason.
Right. And this state trooper is listening to this guy.
Yeah.
Who wasn't at the scene. Who just rolled back out there and went, oh, look, look, look. She hit the door of my car at 50 miles an hour. It's going to move the car.
Yeah.
So he was a dick. And I always drop, oh, by the way, I work at the TV station whenever I'm around people like that, because it tends to loosen them up a little bit. They tend to not be quite such immense dicks after that. My other experience with the Vermont State Police, I got pulled over for speeding. So I'm going 62 miles an hour in a 50. And in New York State, where I was living at the time, speed limit's 55 everywhere. So that's 7 over. No one pulls you over.
Right.
So I meet this state trooper. And he's coming. I'm going up a hill. He's coming down a hill. He pulls a U-turn in the road to come after me. Lights going. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I pull off. He gives me the whole spiel. You were going blah, blah, blah. You were going too fast. You were doing this. You were doing this. I said, okay, fine. I understand. Go through the whole thing. There was no real incident other than the fact that he pulled a U-ey. So he leaves and goes, you need to be more careful in the future. I said, okay, thank you. Thank you, trooper. So I'm sitting there, and he goes to pull away. Now, he's got to turn around again to go back in the direction he was going. So this is just below the crest of a hill. And the trooper pulls his car out to pull the U-ey in the road, but he did not do it right. So he is now stopped across both lanes of traffic just beyond the crest of a hill. This dick has just given me a ticket because he thought me going 12 miles an hour over the speed limit was unsafe. He has now pulled two U-turns, including one where he is stopped in the middle of the road. He then had to reverse. I literally pulled my cell phone out thinking, I'm going to have to call 911 and report that a stupid trooper just got fucking demolished T-ball. Here. Because he's sitting there. It's a 50 mile an hour zone. People do 70, 80 through there.
Yeah.
He just got lucky no one was coming. But yeah, the Vermont State Troopers are dicks. I mean, they're not even funny like the guys in Super Troopers. By the way, Super Troopers 2 is coming.
I'm so excited.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon, meow. Right, meow? No love for the Vermont State Police. Dicks.
Yeah.
Troopers. Trooper dick.
And you know I sent that to you just to make fun of you, right?
Oh, yeah, but I wanted to talk about it because those are a couple of good stories I haven't really told. I haven't really told them about anything. So I need to plug something in here. You guys want to... Actually, let me... What? He does. Can you vamp for like 5 seconds while I plug something in?
This is fun. I'll share. I went to Sunday's TBD festival because I wanted to see what's up with a music festival. And as it turns out, I don't think I like music festivals. They did a great job. It wasn't a bad event. I just felt super old.
Right.
Around the teenagers. but it looked like a great event. I have to say hats
off
to Cook.
You see a lot of butt cheeks?
There were a lot of short... I guess that the outfit, if you're a girl, is like some kind of tank top that cuts off under your boobs and very short shorts and like flowers in your hair and like whatever... It's like these girls Googled what should Woodstock look like, and this is what they decided.
No, they wear those shorts all the time now.
Yeah, what I've noticed is these shorts have gotten shorter, but the waist has gotten higher.
That's so ugly. I know. That doesn't look good. They're going to regret that later. I don't know why high-waisted. They're like mom jeans are back in. It's bizarre.
Right.
They're like cut-off mom jeans.
It's a weird...
And it doesn't. There's no body shape that's flattered by that cut. At all.
No.
You know, it's like...
Not a one.
Okay, and I'm looking at parents like, you let your kid leave the house like this?
Right?
Bottom of her ass cheek hanging out.
It was a pretty diverse crowd in terms of ages, not in terms of a lot of other aspects. But it was interesting because I haven't been to this is the first time it's TBD and not launch and missed the previous two. But I have to say, you know, high five to Clay Nutting and... The other guy who owns Little Brow, whose name I can't remember.
Clay Nutting sounds like a gay porn name. It just
He's
does.
Very cool. Owner of Low Brow.
Okay.
And putting all this on, and it's just impressive.
And there were virtually no incidents that I heard about.
No, it seemed very... At one point, so we... Okay, so bad parenting confession time.
Uh-oh.
The reason we bought tickets for this, my sister-in-law is in town from England, and she loves music festivals. It's like she just loves them. And so I thought, oh, well, you're getting in town that weekend. Wouldn't it be fun if we did this? And of course, not really expecting to be 95 degrees. And so she got in Saturday night. So the only day we could do was Sunday. And the kind of big act Sunday was Blondie. And so in preparation of that, Rob played my kid Blondie music for like a week and a half.
Okay.
Straight. And was like, you're going to see Blondie. And she was psyched to see the lady singing in the videos and on the, you know, on the hi-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, without really thinking, like, what time is it likely for the headlining person to be on?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sometime after dark.
Right. So she went on at 9:15. And I was like, oh, God, we're going to have to, she's not going to go see Blondie. And then for some reason, bless him, Rob like engaged in a conversation about this and explained to the kid. And I'm like, what are you doing? She wouldn't even remember that she didn't see Blondie if you didn't. So then she got to go see Blondie, and she was a trooper because by like 8:30, she's like, I'm really tired. Not too tired for Blondie.
Well,
like, so we're all of us were tired. We didn't even go, you know, we were going to go kind of make a day of it or see if there were, you know, any ins and outs. And from the website, it said there weren't. So we waited and we didn't go until basically like 5:30 or 6. And I felt kind of bad because it was, you know, we paid for like a whole day and we weren't going.
Yeah.
However, it was really hard just to pass the 3 hours we were there.
Well, it was in the middle of a dirt field.
It was, yeah, it was very dusty. That was really like the only criticism I have is it was dusty, which it's going to be no matter what. Because even if there was grass to start with, you have a couple thousand people.
Where was it?
I think they called it Riverwalk area, but it's sort of just downriver from Raleigh Field and the expanse of land between that street they put in and the river.
Okay. I've been to a concert over there. Yeah. I thought that's where
I mean, lovely like location. They had a bunch of pedicabs, thank God, because we parked downtown and walked over and I'm like, this is farther than I thought. And but my kid was just so, so tired by the time it started. And because she's 4 and a half, she shouldn't be going to a rock concert, period, let alone one at 9:15 at night. She didn't have earplugs. And so we're carrying her and she's barely with it at this point. And she's learned already one of the toughest lessons of concert goers, which is the crap playlist that you're annoyed with.
Because
Blondie was not playing the song she wanted to hear.
She was not playing the hits.
She was playing some of the hits, and I'm sure it was like spread out over time. But finally, my kid, she tapped out. She was like, "Can we go home?" And I'm like, "Yep, we can. We're gone." So, but it was nice. It was a good event, and yeah, people were not crazy there. There was one girl who I think fell over because she was drunk and or high. There was a lot of pot smoking going on.
What?
So
at a music festival?
So the only other criticism I have of the event was that there was a big booth. The blue e-cigarette people were there.
Oh yeah.
And everybody was smoking those. I don't know if they all came, but that's probably the only criticism I have is that I think it's a shitty. They probably paid money, but it's a shitty business to highlight. I think we're supposed to be cutting back on all that, right? But
well, I mean, the data's not in on whether it's good or bad, but it is getting banned in a lot of places.
Yeah, it just still seems a little meh. But it was nice, and I heard a couple bands that I thought were good, so mm-hmm. that expanded my horizons.
Cool.
And yeah.
Yeah, I looked at the band list and I was like,
I didn't recognize anybody except for Blondie and Moby. Nothing.
That was pretty much it for me, too.
But I think that's their point, is they're supposed to be like right. the new people.
But I work with people who are in their 20s and they're like, I recognize like four of them. So,
yeah.
And that's, so yeah, go explore, go do stuff.
I'm happy when there's like good high profile events in the region.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if they're not for me again, like rising tide, you go for it.
That, I mean, I went to the Capitol Brew Fest in Discovery Park.
That's a nice event.
That was a really good event. It was really well run. I was impressed.
That's a Rotary Club.
Yes.
Fundraiser.
Yep. So. They did a nice job.
Yeah, but that's
neither one of y'all came to Tribal Local.
No. I was at the thing.
Sorry.
When the Tribe Called Red was here.
No, I did not.
Wait, which one was that?
It's a couple of, it was like a month ago at McClatchy Park.
Oh, no, I missed it. Wait, yes. Did I know though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I only went to the beer festival.
McClatchy Park is having a big reopening, I think, this weekend.
Yeah, they built the skate park over there.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Cool. Yeah, gentrification is in full effect in that part of town.
Oh dear.
Kevin Johnson is redeveloping Oak Park.
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah, well, parts of it. He's
there are lofts over there now.
Helping it.
Well, he says, what is it? He says now that he's not going to run again if the strong mayor initiative doesn't pass.
Yeah, to which
I think is I'd say shenanigans, because I bet you would come up with some reason to run again. Nobody really walks away from
right.
You know,
and I am a Kevin Johnson supporter. I like Kevin Johnson, but I say if you want to put that condition on it, good luck to you, sir.
Yeah, I don't like him more that measure. So,
yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people who don't care for Kevin Johnson. I think a celebrity mayor is good for business, but a celebrity strong mayor, not a great idea.
Yeah,
that's.
Yeah, I used to like him. I'm on the fence right now.
You know, the whole thing would have been more. I hate people get elected to an office, and like the first thing he does when he gets there goes like, "Well, I can't do anything." Nope, you got to give me more power. Can't do anything. No, buddy. You need to try. You need to go to council meetings for one thing and like try before you tell me that you can't do anything. How the hell do you know? You haven't even tried.
Let me say, he's still doing a lot of good stuff, but then there's a lot of stuff that's going on that I'm just not feeling.
Yeah.
Like the fact that now the hospital is now no longer Oak Park. The board has subdivided North Natomas and South Natomas some weird way. So there's a lot of shady shit going on. And it's not necessarily, and that's not, I'm not putting that on him. But there's a lot of stuff going on.
You mean like redistricting wise?
There's been a lot of stuff that's been.
That had to happen. They couldn't keep population, not to nerd out, excuse me, while I nerd out on redistricting policy. They, since you have to have equal populations, there's so many more people in Natomas from between census cycles, there was no way to keep all North and South in one district without violating the law.
So
it was the law.
Now South and Thomas still got screwed.
Yeah,
but but it was going to get. There was going to be a line, and North and Thomas had enough people to support, you know, one district on its own.
Yeah.
So you can fault them for like the alleged kitty fiddling and stuff, though, if you want to.
We're already past that one.
All right. Well, last week on the show, you guys weren't here for it, but I called out. I didn't call out. I highlighted another YouTuber calling out Sam Pepper, who's a YouTube personality.
YouTube personality.
Yeah.
I was reading this, and I was like, who the fuck is... Like,
I don't know.
Exactly. he's a former UK Big Brother contestant also. He's now been accused of raping several young women in recent weeks. That's according to a BuzzFeed report. The star, who has upwards of 2 million YouTube subscribers, gained a following by posting prank videos, several of which involve attempts to pick up women, and others of which are, I've seen them. They're badly misogynistic. That's pretty safe to say. In the wake of a particularly egregious clip posted in September in which he used a fake hand to grope women, several young women have come forward with allegations of rape. The fake hand video and subsequent clip in which Pepper claimed it was a, quote, social experiment, unquote, have both been pulled from YouTube, but a re-uploaded version can be viewed if you go to the Gawker site and you'll see it. The most recent accusation comes from an 18-year-old woman who filed a police report with the LAPD. According to the account, she met Pepper at an LA party on September 5th. Then left to go to a cafe with him and two of his friends. When Pepper was driving her home at around 3:30 a.m., he dropped off his friends first and then told her he had to pick up something from his apartment before he could take her to her house. He went to his bedroom after they arrived in his apartment, this is according to BuzzFeed. The woman said she played with the dog and Pepper walked into another room. She said she felt strange being alone in part of the apartment without him and followed him. When she realized Pepper had led her into the bedroom, the woman said that he put her at ease by opening his laptop and asking her to watch YouTube prank videos with him on his bed. Quote, he just made another really friendly situation where it was not flirting or anything. He was just showing me something. Shortly after that, she said he began making unwarranted advances and then raped her. The woman posted a YouTube video in which her face is hidden and her voice is disguised and it's called Sam Pepper Doesn't Understand the Word No. In it, she says that he physically overpowered her and that after he finished told her that, quote, the way she reacted, that is pushing him off and repeatedly telling him to stop, made him come twice as fast. The video's description states that she published the video, quote, in hopes of preventing this from happening to other women. So I called it last week. He's a dick. Don't watch his videos.
I read the article and thought it was a hoax.
No, it's not a hoax. There was I forget the other YouTube personality's name who called him out on it last week. Because I don't know who any of the YouTube stars are.
I'm just saying the article itself did not make it believable.
Well, the police reports have been filed, so it's.
It's almost not just,
and it's not just one either. So
yeah, but I'm just saying, reading that article almost sounded like somebody made that up. Like there's going to be like a prank video by him of this being something.
Yeah, I don't know. It could just be the shitty writing on Gawker.
Yeah, and that's why I said the way the article read.
Yeah,
didn't sound realistic. It sounded like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
And like the other part where he said something about clean this off or.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch more stuff.
Like, yeah, that's. Yeah, I don't know.
But I've had enough of that guy.
And since I don't know who he is and really don't care.
Yeah. Just stay away from quote unquote YouTube celebrities.
Yeah.
Because it's not a thing.
They're not really celebrities.
It's not a thing.
But it is. That's the sad part. That's
it?
Yeah, well.
I mean, I guess. I know there's, like, girls who, like, put on makeup and have YouTube channels and, like, mm-hmm. girls who show shopping and have I don't want to get it, I think is the bottom line.
I think that's it.
I don't want to get it.
There are some people that I watch that are on YouTube, mostly guys that do sneaker reviews. So it's not really that exciting. Like, the Ginger Runner does sneaker reviews and then he does videos of the races he runs.
That's cool. It's like providing a service. Like, there's a guy who does electronic reviews. I've looked at his a couple times. Like, I appreciate that.
I use YouTube for music, car repairs.
Yes.
And documentaries, that's it.
Yeah, it's like, how do I find... I use it to pull sound for the show sometimes, because then I can get stuff like this.
I know it!
Yeah. That just doesn't come out of thin air.
But I don't watch fight videos or YouTube celebrity videos or none of that shit, so...
Well, you're not a 15-year-old girl. So
that's true.
People make that argument to me all the time. You don't understand. They're these teenagers. They don't watch TV. They just sit in the room and they watch YouTube videos. And I don't want to believe that that's true.
I've seen it myself because my girlfriend's nephew, when he comes over, that's what he'll do. But I'm still like, this makes no fucking sense to me.
Yeah. Well, Damn kids today don't understand. Hey, good news, Kareem. Paula Deen is back, and she's received the Black Guy Seal of Approval, according to TMZ. She's got her hood pass reinstated. That's according to one African-American photographer, self-appointed ambassador of his race.
He's like, I'll take care of it. She's in.
Yes, good. You're good, Paula Deen. Let's take a listen to what went down at LAX. This is from TMZ. Come on, load up. There we go.
So what's next for you? What's next? I know you got your restaurants and you're trying to do the retail store. Like, what's your big move?
Oh my gosh, it's our network.
It is.
Network, yes.
So is it on?
Thank you.
So where can we find your network?
Do what?
Where can we find your network?
It's digital.
Oh, it's all digital.
PaulaDeen.com.
Yes, go to PaulaDeen.com. We are the first lifestyle cooking digital network in the world.
Really? That's amazing. Congratulations.
I feel like a pioneer, honey.
What is that? Fat lifestyle?
Yeah,
a fat lifestyle website? How to get diabetes?
Well, she's much like this show, she's available on the internet, but unlike this show, she charges. This is free. Hold on, here we go.
No matter what happens, babe, we still love you. Black people still love you.
That's right. You still welcome in the hood.
We still got a hood.
Negro, please.
That was not one. That was two different African Americans.
You know what he said after she walked off?
What was that?
Fuck that bitch.
Are you saying that black people lie, Kareem?
All the time. We lie to white people all the time.
Okay. I just thought that was hilarious. Black people still
remember
love
Chris
you.
Rock? Chris Rock's, he says, no, all the most racist person is the old black person who actually been through some shit.
Mm.
And he'd be like, oh, yeah, Master, Mr. Sir, what you need? And then when he leaves, I hate that cracker ass. You know, Steve Harvey, dumbass. Fuck Steve Harvey again. I said this when I was guest hosting up here, but fuck Steve Harvey again.
What did Steve Harvey do?
Steve Harvey decided to go to Miss Paula Deen and ask her to mentor some young black men. Yeah, that was my... like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, did you not read the deposition?
What is she
going to do? Teach them how to come in through the back door? And they got to hold their pee when the regular rest of the customers are there?
You know, I think he might be doing it just to fuck with her.
No, he was serious. He was like, this is how you make something out of a bad situation. Like, no, this is how you be a dumbass, ass-kissing house Negro.
Wow.
I said it.
Yes, you did. I will not. I always wonder, because his suits make me wonder, what is going on with Steve Harvey? What is going on with his brain?
And I'm like, come on, dude, really? Like, did you read the deposition? She didn't just say the N-word. She did a whole lot of racist shit.
Yeah, there was a lot that was inappropriate for the last 60-some years, at least.
Yeah, what are you going to do, send your kids out to be raised by the Klan? What is wrong with you?
Learn how the other half lives. Then when you go back to the hood, you'll appreciate it. So this just dropped this week. They have isolated when AIDS began. They traced it back to the 1920s in a city in what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo. If you don't know exactly where that is, neither do I, because the map of Africa changes every 35 seconds. An international team of scientists say the perfect storm of population growth, sex, and railways allowed HIV to spread. A feat of viral archaeology was used to find the pandemic's origin. That's what the team reported in the journal Science. They used archived samples of HIV's genetic code to trace its source, with evidence pointing to the 1920s. The report says a roaring sex trade, rapid population growth, and unsterilized needles used in health clinics probably spread the virus. Meanwhile, Belgium-backed railways, fucking Belgians, had 1 million people flowing through that city each
year.
Bad
enough they gave us Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. The muscles from Brussels, taking the virus to neighboring regions. Experts say it was a fascinating insight into the start of the pandemic. Now, HIV didn't come to global attention in the 80s. In the 1980s, it has infected nearly 75 million people. It has a much longer history in Africa, but where the pandemic started has remained the source of considerable debate. So
it didn't come from fucking monkeys or eating monkeys?
No, apparently. Well, that's not clear. They're just saying where it started and roughly when.
That was one of the rumors.
I know. There are a lot of crazy rumors with everything because they're, I mean, we were talking about it before the show. People have done some terrible things to other people. I mean, people in the United States, there were terrible, terrible things done to African Americans and other groups. Just go, oh, let's see what this will do. And then,
let's not treat that and see how long they live. Or how long it takes them to go crazy.
Yeah, well, and there were medical experiments, of course, in Nazi Germany. And you go, well, they were terrible. Well, there was some terrible shit going on here, too. But I just found it interesting that because that was one of those big things that the CIA invented AIDS to kill black people and gays. Like, black people and gays? The two groups that I don't see together that often are black people and gays.
What was I watching today? They said a church choir was like the black, it's where black and gay people meet.
was where the AIDS came from. They want to get black and gay people. That's why it went after Rock Hudson and
it's like, hey,
Freddie
we need
Mercury.
Somebody can sing.
I scared my coworkers today because we play trivia sometimes at the office, which is awesome. And one of the Trivial Pursuit card questions today was like, was it this person died hours after Elton John dedicated Candle in the Wind to him at Farm Aid in 1990? And the answer was Ryan White.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, who is that? And I'm like, that was the white non-gay kid that made it okay for everyone to care about AIDS.
Right, yeah.
And everyone's like, whoa. And I'm like, well, that's true. it's not like we shouldn't care about
and then they handed
him,
her,
but...
Then they handed her the certificate for being the most liberal person in the office.
They were like, great to go, Debbie Downer. And along comes Debbie Downer.
It was true.
It was true. All right, well, we've reached the point in the show where it's time to... Let me find it on here. Oh, yeah, it's this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cool or tool, YouTube celebrities, Kareem.
Tool.
Christiana?
Tool.
Yeah.
Come on.
I will give an exception out to the Ginger Runner, but that's it. The rest of you are tools. Up next in cool or tool, Paula Deen. Paula Deen, Christiana?
Oh, cool, because she gives Betsy Sidaro fodder to do great Paula Deen videos.
Kareem? I think we know we're going to come down on this.
Fuck Paula Deen with two shoes.
What?
And a corn cob.
What?
It's quite a visual. Paula Deen is an absolute tool. And by the way, if you're going to be on the internet and do an on-demand online thing, learn what it's fucking called, you silly old bat. And finally, in cooler tool, conspiracy theories. Kareem?
Love them.
Christiana?
Well, if I agree with Kareem, people will think that we colluded in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But if I, whatever. Usually they're toolish because they lead to stuff like people not vaccinating their children.
I completely agree with Christiana.
I win.
Of course you do. Y'all are like almost the same shade.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. You've got us.
You know, I mean, come on. At least I like knew the things discussed in your books.
Yes,
give me some credit.
I'm just messing with you now.
God damn it.
Look, I'm sitting here looking at the two of you. I can't help but go there.
Don't judge me based on my skin color.
That's right.
I know you're
wrong.
One of us.
She's a Latina.
In your heart.
A fiery Latina. Not so fiery Latina. Well, it depends on how mad you are. It's like you have emotions and a swing of things, and it depends on your emotions and your thought process. It's weird. So this past Saturday, did not go there.
All right.
You guys probably didn't notice this, but an end of an era happened this past Saturday morning. It was American Broadcast TV had no animated shows on Saturday morning TV. That was a staple of our youth. I mean, for 50 plus years, and now you will not find a block of animation on broadcast on a Saturday morning. The CW, which was the final holdout in Saturday morning animation, ran its last batch of Vortex cartoons last weekend. This past week, where you once saw shows like Cubic, Sonic X, Dragon Ball Z, and Kai, Digimon Fusion, and Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's why there's no more Saturday morning cartoons, is everything that was just listed.
Yeah, here's what you get. One Magnificent Morning, which is a block of live-action educational programming. Well, that sounds horrible. It's the end of an era, but it's been a long time coming. NBC ditched Saturday morning cartoons in 92. That was a while ago. CBS followed suit not long after. ABC lost its animated weekend mornings in 2004. And the CW was the last holdout, and they have given up. I mean, Schoolhouse Rock, Bugs Bunny, Scooby-Doo.
Dungeons and Dragons.
All of those things.
That was the only day of the week that you couldn't make your kid sleep in.
No, that you could sleep in because you send your kid down.
Yeah,
because
your kid would
be
up. Yeah.
Yeah, those days are over. Although, I mean, if you want to blow out the $7.99 a month, there's plenty of kids' cartoons available on Netflix.
There are. Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah, and I think that's the main thing.
Also,
and there's channels that play nothing but that now.
Yeah.
But it's not like they replaced the cartoons with good shit. That's all.
No.
What was it? Those advertising videos?
Well, no, they have.
Yeah.
You have to provide a certain amount of educational and informative programming. If you're lucky, what you get is like a Jack Hanna style thing where they talk about cheetahs and shit. If you're not, then it's just boring stuff. But it's the end of an era, and now it's time for a new segment that I don't have any music for. I'm sorry. It's called "You're Welcome, Ladies," because we're looking out for. We'll start out with Usher. Usher has a new female empowerment jam.
Usher.
That's right. He's back, and he's here to prove it's not just spending his time playing Nicki Minaj's ass like a musical instrument, but actually supporting women. And he's released a new song. I have not listened to this, so this will be a treat for all of us.
Yeah,
I knew he'd say yeah somewhere in there.
This for the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, go make that money, money, money. Your money, money.
Do you feel empowered yet? He's not going to judge you if you're dancing on a pole.
I feel like this is... I feel like this is... I don't know, a test of some kind where he's like, well, I'm just going to see how this goes. I'm going to put it out there. And this reminds me... What's the song about, like, I can't... What can I... I can't sing it when there's another song playing, but the one about... Oh, fuck, who sings that? Like, I can't find... The words, like, you keep trying to find a way to describe you girl without being disrespectful or whatever it is. Like, if you have to say that, that is
yeah,
being disrespectful.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of a song.
I can't. It's on the tip of my head.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's just drop back into this Usher jam to see what he's saying, you know, to empower women.
Mine, if you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, go make that money, money, money.
Again, this segment is called "You're Welcome, Ladies."
Wow.
But it's not just.
There's some girls on that pole on that song right now.
That's right.
They're fighting they're fighting in the strip club over who can dance to that song tonight.
That's right. But it's not just Usher. Subway has come out with a new ad to remind women that just because bikini season is over, it's not time to let yourself go because you have to be ready for Halloween season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the video's been removed.
Oh, they took it down.
Oh, those jerks.
Damn them.
That's okay. The article's still here. They basically go through, they call it costume season, which apparently is a thing. And then they go through all of the different different costumes. Yes, yes, they do.
Oh, if you dress like a hoe, that doesn't make you a hoe.
That's right. Thank you, Usher, for letting us know that. Hold on, I'm going to find this ad here. Subway, Halloween.
Go make that money, money, money.
Oh, oh.
Because you dance on a pole.
I have a Facebook friend who does pole dancing like for fun and fitness.
Hey, summer's over. Halloween's coming. You got to stay in shape for all the costumes.
What's that?
You know, like attractive nurse, spicy Red Riding Hood, Viking princess warrior, hot devil, sassy teacher, and foxy fullback. Touchdown.
Can we go over the Viking lady again?
Whatever you're staying fit for, start at Subway. With loads of delicious low-fat sandwiches like tender turkey piled with any of your favorite veggies. Subway, eat fresh.
You're welcome, ladies.
You know, if they had tweaked it a little bit, it could have been funny and subversive, but they didn't.
Right.
That makes me sad.
They wow.
You blew an opportunity, Subway.
Yeah.
And maybe I should amend my mistake before because you were talking about your friend who does pole dancing.
Yep.
Yes, there's a pole dancing studio in Atomas, and I went to one of their competitions.
Oh, how was that?
It was interesting.
It's fat. Like, she posts videos. It's fascinating to watch because I can definitely appreciate, like, you got to have some strength
it takes
to
some
do that. It's amazing.
It takes some strength to do it.
But also, and, it's all sexy and it's weird.
Yes, I talked to there was one girl that was a nurse. My friend's a hairdresser. I don't know what she does, but there were a lot of suburban Natomiast, North Natomiast women.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's sort of it was kind of a bigger trend. I think it's backed off a little bit, but it's just a fitness thing for a lot of women.
It was packed. Like there was like standing room only. But it's kind of weird to see somebody's mom come support them on the pole. Like, look at my baby. She is getting it. Like, mom and grandma in there, like, oh.
Did you reflexively pull, like, a dollar out?
I didn't have any.
Oh.
I gave them all at the door.
Do you take credit cards? Can I swipe it?
Oh,
that's unfortunate, I know.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, mom and grandma and the little kids, they like all, it's like, look, it's like being at Hooters on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, that's this is not a family event.
Well, I don't know. What's weird is the first time I went to, like, strip clubs, it was back, it was a long time ago. And it wasn't quite the athletic feat that it is now. It was more of a sensual.
I don't think most of it is.
It was like a sensual walk around the pole. And it's sort of progressed to this weird, angry, I'm going to kill the pole with my crotch move. So I don't know what's going on.
Yo, I saw some women up there doing some stuff. I was like, damn.
Yeah. So I'm saying.
Whoop my ass when she get down.
So, hold on.
You see some woman holding her arms and her legs are like straight up in the air while she's like almost to the ceiling? Yeah. Like, that takes some strength.
Yeah, I'm just glad Usher has come out to support women. Thanks,
money,
Usher.
Money, money.
Thanks, Usher. Oh, God. Well, I don't know why this has people up in arms, but it did. I saw a lot of comments on it, and I posted about it, too, because people are idiots.
I can't wait for Diana to come back next week.
Why is that?
So we can mess with her with that.
Fans of the classic cartoon Tom and Jerry are now going to encounter a warning about racism when they queue up the series Tom and Jerry, the complete second volume, on Amazon Prime. By the way, if you're going to be shopping Amazon anyway, please support the show while you're doing it. Go to NateDarlingShow.com first, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then do your thing. It doesn't cost you anything extra to help support the show. Anyway, the warning that you get is, and I quote, Tom and Jerry shorts may depict some ethnic and racial prejudices that were once commonplace in American society. The warning continues, such depictions were wrong then and are wrong today. And for some reason, this upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like, no, these are pretty fucking racist.
Yep. It's just a fact. It's not like every cartoon has racist problems, but the ones that do, you're like, whoa.
For
yikes.
Mammy, speak to me, Mammy.
Yeah.
One of the most racist characters in the 40s era animated shorts is Mammy Two Shoes, who's a black maid whose house is often the setting for Tom and Jerry's antics. It's not the first time Tom and Jerry has come with a disclaimer. A previously released DVD came with an on-screen warning about from Whoopi Goldberg, talk about being a spokesperson, in which she explains the cartoons contain humor that can be considered offensive, as well as a rationale behind why producers decided not to remove the scenes. Quote, removing Mammy Two Shoes would be the same as pretending she never existed, Goldberg says, calling the scenes, quote, a part of our history that cannot and should not be ignored.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I agree. Leave them as they are, but let people know what they're going to see. I don't see why anybody would have a huge problem with that.
Yeah. I watched Archie Bunker, a clip from Archie Bunker the other day, and I love Archie Bunker. I miss Archie Bunker because it was real.
Well, you can catch All in the Family on Antenna TV.
Wasn't that part of his, like, the point of that show, though, was he was not being set up as the... Like, he's not the model to follow.
Right.
He's the other.
Yeah, but the fact that now you get more of the other, even though they're really feel like Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
But then that goes back to that denial of what was, where the country actually comes from. So.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, they didn't, if they censored the cartoons, I could understand people would be like, what are you doing? You're taking out the cartoon. It doesn't mean, look, if you edited Mammy Two Shoes out of these shorts, there would be no short to have.
I like my racism, and I don't want you to tell me that it's racist.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of
it's
the
people who cling to the stars and bars because it's history. Yes. Or the Redskins.
Or the Redskins. That was what I was about to say.
Yeah.
I will say, like, I mean, I probably watched every Tom and Jerry cartoon. I loved them when I was a kid, yeah. And I'm sure I saw those episodes. Mm-hmm. And I didn't retain until kind of rewatching them because of this.
Yeah.
I didn't retain any of that as a thing.
Yeah.
And I wonder, we're certainly not there yet, but I wonder at what point in the history of a depiction or a word that's used as a slur or anything like that, where you get so far removed from it that it doesn't have... that it loses context and just becomes a thing again. I don't think blackface is ever going to do that. But I was thinking about the word gypped. Like, I used the word gypped, and I had no idea that it came from, it's like a slur against gypsies.
Yeah.
I'd never thought about it.
Yeah.
So I guess you probably shouldn't say that either.
There's a whole lot of things you technically shouldn't say, but yeah. Yeah, the Mammy Two Shoes thing is bad, but when there are also episodes where the mouse Jerry is in blackface.
Yeah, no, that like I said, I don't think that's ever gonna come into fashion. But
no, let's hope not.
No,
it's interesting because I'm doing a bunch of research for a show I'm doing in January on the Chitlin Circuit, and there was a black man who was a character in blackface.
I've heard about that.
And when he had to take off his court, which was what they used to do the blackface, he couldn't perform anymore because he used it as a thing. And he was actually darker than he was with the court on. And, you know, like when he finally took it off, people were like surprised that he was. Like, oh, he was lightening up to me.
No wonder he nailed that.
Yeah.
He's as black as the night.
Yes. But it's... It'll be interesting to see when we finally get to that point.
Yeah.
But we're kind of getting to that point without actually dealing with the issue. So it's going to be like cancer creeping up on you later.
Right.
I hate when cancer creeps up on me. It's
sooner or later.
Sooner or later.
It's bad. It's a bad time.
Because you got a bunch of youngsters that don't know the history of stuff. And they're just running past it.
Right.
Watching YouTube and shit.
Like, yeah, no, you missed a whole bunch of shit.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
They're just watching YouTube. Little bastards. But have you guys seen speaking of YouTube, have you guys seen the fight in the bathroom in the men's room at the new 49ers stadium?
That was awful.
And so everybody involved in the fight was wearing a 49ers jersey, so I don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
And at one point, there's an older gentleman wearing khakis and a button-down shirt who's just like walking through. I just came in to wash my hands. I don't know what's going on with you fellows.
I'm
going to
leave this alone.
Fighting over a bathroom stall.
Something like that. First of all, the fact that the guy pulled out his, like, what was he taping before? There must have been words exchanged because was he just like, this stadium's exciting. I'm going to film the bathroom.
My guess is he was probably checking Facebook or texting somebody.
And then somebody was like, fuck you, man.
And then all of a sudden the fuck you man started flying and he went, oh, camera.
Camera. Yeah.
I think
although he never remembered to turn it the right way.
Oh yeah.
Turn your phone. You have a TV at home. Turn your phone like the TV.
I think the bigger lesson to take from that is don't fuck someone up in a place where cameras are probably going to be around when you have a easily identifiable facial tattoo.
Yeah.
What, a guy with a facial, with a face tat was in a fight? Oy. That's crazy.
I wonder if they got to pee before they got arrested. Otherwise, it's a long ride to the police station.
Yeah, holding takes on a whole new meaning when you got, they're in line for the stalls.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I stayed home and watched the game on TV. Much better that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Football, I mean, I've been to a few football games, and it's not that great of an experience. I mean, if you're into tailgating, it's okay. But in terms of actually watching the game, it's so much better on TV.
Well, there was I read an article, I think it was a recent article, I don't remember what it was, about a football game played in a stadium where there just weren't that many people, but you wouldn't know it on the TV. Like, the way it was filmed, you know, you didn't realize there were three levels of empty seats above and how, you know, it's a televised, these things are done now because the television rights are worth so much in advertising. It's not a spectator, like an in-person spectator sport. So it's,
Well, they put that giant screen at the Cowboys stadium. And if they ever take crowd shots, you often see people, instead of watching the field, watching the giant monitor.
Oh, I always watch the Jumbotron.
Yeah, and I've found myself doing that, and I'm like, hold on. If
hey,
you want to watch
right
it
in front
on
of me.
If you want to watch it on TV, go home.
She sits up top.
You've paid a large amount of money to sit here and watch this live.
That reminds. In our next show, I'll talk about something else that I've now decided is better on TV.
Oh, excellent.
Teaser.
Ooh, teaser.
Tune in.
Tune in on Friday,
It's going to be probably not,
tune
you know.
Tune in Tokyo. Tune in Tokyo.
All right, let's wrap it up with this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
And small town news, it's a little speak out. Because there's nothing else going on. Start with some parking. The parking spot at the county government center reserved for our judge should be for the judge only. I'm guessing the judge wrote that.
Yeah. Stay out of my spot.
You know who probably wrote it? The judge's clerk, who's just tired of hearing the fucking judge bitch about people in their spot. By the way, it's sad when a person makes a false complaint against another person and nothing can be done about it. CPS is there to protect children, not to be used as retaliation. Bob. Hey, while at a local middle/high school sporting event, I was appalled to see an adult wearing a t-shirt that read, "I am not a bully, you're just a pussy." Shame on you. You are undermining everything the schools are doing to combat this issue.
Like, wow. Several issues. Really. Lots of issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It will take millions of New York taxpayer money to fabricate 7-round clips for King Cuomo and his SAFE Act. It's not, I'm really questioning.
What?
Just, that's the governor of New York.
No,
some
I know.
Some sort of gun thing. Crazy people.
I know my governors.
here's
don't. Please don't test me.
Here's a short one. Hey, would you please reset the traffic lights at GP? Okay.
Sure.
Hey, to all the smokers, you're killing us all and our little ones with your smoke.
Somebody moved in, I think, to a house behind ours. And must go out in the backyard to smoke. And we have like a window box fan going now.
And it just sucks
so
it in.
Yeah, we're getting, like in the evening, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Probably we should put it the other way. So.
Hey, congrats to King's Hitmen for winning the A Division Adirondack League Softball Championship. It was a dominating performance over Labatt Blue, which I'm guessing they've conquered a beer?
Yeah.
Yay
you.
Hey,
dear.
People are saying in Speak Out that they're getting socialized assistance through Social Security. This view is wrong. Huh? I paid my whole life for Social Security. How can it be socialized assistance?
Ooh.
Return my money to me and I promises not to draw a penny.
What?
Said angry old person who just doesn't understand
how it all works.
That's
too long as a Speak Out. There should be like Twitter rules. That's too much.
Mm.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
By the way, and finally, burning garbage in Altona. You should live on the Hemingford Road in Moores. That's all they do day after day. I pay for mine to be picked up. Why can't they?
Really? People are still incinerating their trash?
Oh, yeah.
You should Come on. Come on.
It's like Vermont, isn't it?
Come the fuck on.
Oh, no. It's Moore's New York.
It's same thing. Same thing. It's all upstate shit, right? Yeah. That's fine. Oh, sorry.
It's more flat.
Redneck New York.
It's more flat.
It is very redneck New York. There's no question about how redneck it is, but it is absolutely, positively, the most rednecky thing that you can imagine. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. And a little speak out, because, hey, you got to complain about something, right?
Yeah.
We all do. Yeah.
I want to do drugs.
Hey, on the next show, not only does Christiana have some stuff for you, I have the story of a new record player I bought, and I bought records, but I haven't been able to listen to any of them. This is all quite stupid.
Okay.
And I'm hoping by the time the show's actually can be heard by somebody, I will actually be able to hear my records on the record player that I bought.
You know, you can get a USB record player on Amazon.
Yeah,
which
oh, sure,
you can
but
get to.
If you look over there, you can see I've already purchased a used turntable from a coworker.
Uh-huh.
I'll explain all about it
all
on
right.
the Friday show. I'm really looking forward to hearing this. I bought Huey Lewis and the News Sports, which, by the way, has 5 hit singles on it. I know because the sticker on the front of the album says so. And the cool thing about it, which I didn't notice when I bought it, it still has the original Tower Records price tag on it.
Wow.
So I'll reveal how much Huey Lewis and the News Sports cost when it came out in 1994. Until then, enjoy some Huey Lewis and the News. We'll see you on Friday with a new show. Bye-bye.